Join the family. Visit Betteridge Jewelers, 117 Greenwich Avenue, Greenwich, Connecticut. 1490 WGCH and online 24/7 at WGCH.com. Mother's Day, of course, is Monday, and we're going to speak now with Sherry Muroff-Cult, president of the Authentic Mom. It's a self-exploration group for mothers in the area. Sherry is a resident of Rybrook, and she runs weekly workshops for mothers at the YMCA. And good morning, Sherry, and in advance, happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. You have a five-year-old daughter, so you're a mother, and of course, you have a mother as well. Tell us what people should take from this holiday coming up on Sunday.
Well, you know, I think like so many others around Mother's Day, tend to remember all of the great times with my mom and the enormous contributions that she made to the family. But if I really think about it, I do remember that my mom struggled a great deal with a lot of external stressors and family issues. And I've come to see that a lot of women have had similar experiences both then and now. And the truth is that a lot of women are wrestling with pretty significant cultural pressures and expectations, as well as difficult family issues that can make the experience of motherhood very stressful. And I think there's a big gap between what we're told motherhood is supposed to be and what it's really like. And even though, you know, we can say, yes, there's a full spectrum of feelings and experiences, generally the only thing that gets represented publicly are the quote-unquote positive things. And I think that's because there's a pretty big taboo on what we would term maybe negative feelings about motherhood. And that's really one of the things that prompted me to start the Authentic Mom Groups, basically to create a safe place for women to come and speak honestly and openly about what their experiences of motherhood are really like.
Now, of course, for this Sunday, though, we should probably accent the positive, I would think, right?
Well, I think the main message I would like to send is that there's a balance here, and we tend in this country to really think of motherhood in very idealistic terms. And of course, Mother's Day is a wonderful day to celebrate everything that's fabulous about motherhood. But I would also use it as a time to remember that there's still, you know, there's another side of the picture, and that it would be terrific for moms to be able to speak openly about their experiences and be able to choose a path that's really right for them without having to conform to what society and the family expects that we're supposed to feel and we're supposed to do in our role as moms.
Now you have a five-year-old daughter. You won't be talking about that with her on Sunday, will you?
Well, I think we're going to be really enjoying ourselves for sure, but I hope that I can be a role model for my daughter of that full spectrum of experiences, that I can be true to myself and live as much of an authentic life as possible so that she in turn can learn that, you know, that's certainly permissible and in fact desirable.
And is your mother still alive?
Yes, Sherry? She is.
Sherry, and what will you be getting her for Mother's Day?
Well, we got her a number of items that she can pamper herself with.
That's it.
And, but most important to my mom is that the family gets together, and indeed we'll be doing that, and reminiscing and really, you know, taking stock of where we are today and really how far we've come since the old days.
All right, fantastic. Sherry Muroff-Cult, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tony. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
WGCH News Center time is 8:25.
Here's Terry Betteridge of Betteridge Jewelers in Greenwich with some thoughts about one of